This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 17th of May. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Jen Jen is still under the weather. That means it's doubly important for Victoria Keelan to be on her game, to be at it, to be in it, to be on it. At it, in it, on it. Ooh, interesting. How do we do?
Good morning.
I love it when I do that stuff. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's sort of, just saying to Victoria off the air, trying to figure out how to have a conversation about, or whether it's even necessary to have a conversation about President Trump and the admission that he shared some classified information with a couple of Russians. The information came from Washington Post. I don't know how they got it, but as soon as the Post did it, the news media frenzy on impeachment, which has been the discussion almost every day since Trump became the president, it becomes distressing, distracting. I don't know. McCain says Watergate size and scale when asked about the actions of the president. And so then they dig around in it. It's like we want to destroy ourselves, like we eat our young. So is Trump perfect? No. Is he a good president? I don't know. He's only been there for 4 or 5 months. He's doing some things that I think are necessary to do, and he's doing other things that I think are foolish and irresponsible. So you look around here. We have too much free time, I think. People talk about how hard they're working. I know a lot of people who have the television on all day long, and they watch. They go from Fox News to MSNBC to CNN to ABC to CBS to NBC, and then back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Apparently, he's one of them.
Well, I think you may not. Yeah.
That's what everyone says. He watches more television than, I think Nixon maybe watched a lot of television.
Wants to know what are people saying about
him. That sounds like the recipe for misery. I can't imagine sitting around and listening to that all day.
I know.
So, in this circumstance, what is proven by all of the negativity? Are there good things? Is it worth standing back and letting these people eat each other up? Is it? I wish Rand Paul were president. I just wish you were.
I never thought I'd see the day where I agree with most things Rand Paul says.
Yeah, but see how you're changing.
We're living in a Twilight Zone episode where I think Rand Paul is good and and he makes a lot of sense.
He does.
He always has. I know it's true. Yeah, I mean, he really is a logical. Yeah. I mean, I don't agree with some of his policies and things like that.
You don't agree with everything your mother does either, do you?
No, of course not. But it doesn't make him. Yeah.
No, but, I'm just saying, people say, I don't agree with him. So what? Do you agree with your spouse all the time? Do you agree with your children's actions, your bosses? No.
Well, I mean, on some women's issues, we're different. So those are important things. But, I don't know if this is a cop-out, but here's my whole, summation on all this. This to me is just the Hillary emails all over again. If there was something to it, put her in a jumpsuit. I'm sure orange is not her color. Just put her away. If there was something really to it, stop talking about it. Find the evidence and arrest her. If there's something illegal that he did, find the evidence and impeach him, get rid of him. And if not, let it go. I'm so sick of this. Well, there's smoke, there's smoke, there's smoke. Well, you know what? We've been smoking for a long time and there's no fire.
There's a lot of smoke on Obama, too. When it came to some things, and You know, it just, it
you can find smoke on any president, then.
Right.
You can say, anybody. I mean, George Bush, there was plenty of smoke there.
Yeah.
But, you know, was it really George Bush's or was it really Karl Rove and Dick Cheney's?
Yeah.
Well,
his name
really
wasn't on the ballot, so he
right.
the buck stops there.
Right. Is this really a lot of Mike Pence? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's
you
just
think Mike
so
Pence is behind all of this? He wants to be president, so get rid of Trump. Is Trump that naive that he wouldn't see that? I didn't even think about it. You know what? I didn't even think about that.
I don't think Trump is naive, but I think that he is a little, I mean, he's ill-prepared. He didn't study, you know, a lot of the stuff that he should know, and I think he's learning by the seat of his pants kind of a thing, which is his style, probably.
Well, he said that. It is his style, yeah.
So, I think that Pence knows a hell of a lot more than Trump does? Absolutely. Has he been there? About everything. I think he knows about classified protocols. I think he knows that he just knows more. And maybe he's making his president a little bit of a sacrificial lamb. Maybe to me, Paul Ryan, and this is just my opinion, and I'm not being super political, but if we step back and we look at what's happening, I think Trump is the new George W., and we've got another Dick Cheney and another Karl Rove behind the scenes, and I think we've got Paul Ryan and Mike Pence who are actually running the country. Bannon's out of the way. He would have been the Rumsfeld. And so we've got a repeat of what's happening. And maybe, you know, everyone kind of really likes George W. again, even me, and I certainly didn't vote for him, but
not
I really
me.
Like him as a person.
Yeah, he's a great person.
As a person.
Horrible
after the
president.
Fact. Awesome. Horrible president. But I don't think Trump is a good president, but I think maybe later on after all this, he'll come back and have The Apprentice again, and he'll be popular again. Who knows?
Arnold for president.
I mean, we're living in a bizarro world. Look, I never thought I would think anything really about Arnold, but I'm liking a lot of what Arnold has to say lately.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's working on redistricting, gerrymandering, and he's doing a lot, you know, behind the scenes, and I think it's good. So
we lurch from crisis to crisis to crisis. The word was overused, has been overused. I talked earlier today about the situation on the family farm. I do a program every week devoted to the American family farmer, but I believed with information that I got yesterday that I should spend some time in the earlier hour when it's just me talking about things that are important. I feel the American family farmer is under siege. I don't think that that a guy who's lived in New York City all his life can possibly understand what's going on the farm. He doesn't have really great people around him, so there are a lot of things there that are slipping through the cracks, even though he'll take a stab at the Canadians for their flowing milk supplies coming across the border affecting American dairy farmers. But the farming institution in America is so quickly disappearing, is so quickly eroding, is so quickly in some communities gone because of the consolidation of all of these various companies, which big business guys like Trump love to see because that's where, you know, the stock values and consolidation and cutting
right.
expenses, that's where they make their money. So he has no sense of what the farmer, even though most farmers voted for him. And so what is there to do? The Food Safety Enhancement Act is anathema, not only for the public, but for the farmers. And it was passed 3 or 4 years ago. It's taken them this long to put all the rules together. And they want to regulate things on farms that are asinine. And all they do is put people out of business because there isn't enough of a margin there now anyway.
I mean, is Mike Pence from a rural community?
Yeah, he's from Indiana. In a small town.
I mean, I know Indiana, but farmland Indiana?
He ought to be very concerned, and the people in Indiana ought to be very concerned about what's going on from his perspective. It's not a great picture.
This is, you know,
for me
and
my interests anyway.
Yeah.
The only good thing I find, the fellow who's the new chairman of the SEC, in my opinion, the FCC chairman, is a good person for fixing the problems of the AM radio band, where this program, if I have, 385 affiliates for various times and programs and stuff that I do, and of that 385, at least 300 are AM radio stations, and the signals are that's the way, you know, all the noise and the stuff on the band. There's no reason in the world, there isn't one good reason that the AM band shouldn't sound as clean as the FM band, except for government inactivity. Mm-hmm. That's it. people say, well, nobody listens to AM anymore. They don't listen to it because the signal sucks.
It sounds terrible.
It's terrible.
And even so, though, AM, you know, AM waves are a lower frequency, so they travel further. So you'd think you'd want to invest more in AM than FM.
Yes, and that's why a lot of these people have bought these FM translators that you hear. The station that I had, where did I do? Oh, in Tiffin, I bought an FM translator for that so that we could expand the reach of the station. A lot of people have done that so you can hear the AM stations on the FM band, and that was thought to be a way to help the AM owners, but it isn't. It is. It's okay. But it doesn't solve the technical problems that are solvable for the AM side. And this new guy at the FCC seems to be prepared to do something to help that situation out. It's a valuable asset. Good. And people's assets shouldn't be allowed to be depleted just because somebody in the government's got their head up their butt. And so this, I think this is a very hopeful sign. Hopefully he won't stumble and fall because of some of the other foolishness that's going on around him. So anyway, but there's always more than one way, if you will, to skin a cat. and in this circumstance, there are a lot of things that are being done that are good. We're not focusing on them because the news media, you know, they want to get people to watch. Let's get Trump. Let's go get him.
Well, I'm not saying
he doesn't deserve scrutiny, but he does. He deserves a lot of, but so does everybody else. Who's in, you know, if Hillary Clinton were in the office, would she be scrutinized? I mean, this is hypothetical because you don't have an answer to it, but it just is.
She would be scrutinized plenty, believe me, if she won.
But not to
definitely.
The tune of this. I don't see that it would fall to this. I mean, we're speculating.
Well, I don't know. First of all, she's a woman, so that would, and she'd be the first woman president. So absolutely, she'd be under a ton of scrutiny.
Did Obama get more scrutiny because he was the first black president?
I don't know. He's still a man, so it wouldn't be like this. It wouldn't be the same as a woman. It wouldn't be. There's a difference there. So, but you know, I mean, even with Trump, so I'm just trying to catch up a little bit on this though. He claimed the last I saw that he didn't disclose anything that was classified, right? Or he said it was.
So where did that information come from? How did the Washington Post come up with the question about it being, where did they get the info from? If there were only two people in the room, Trump and the Russian guys, or there were three, whatever, however there were.
Right.
So where did the Washington Post get the information?
I don't know.
You can be sure of that.
Unless
they've got some surveillance camera stuck underneath the president's desk.
Well, or the Russians.
Yeah, there was some type of press in there because it was first page on Russian press.
Yeah.
The next day.
So the Russians knew it.
The Russian press was allowed in. The American press was not. And that was a big sticking point right there that they
foolish.
Let that slide. Yeah.
Foolish. It's foolish. That's bad judgment on his part.
Well, yeah. You know,
it is.
But
bad judgment.
It is. But again, I still stick with, I'm so sick of hearing about these smoking guns. If the gun went off, if it caused
fire,
then shoot it. Like,
yeah.
And if not, move on. Like,
yes.
I'm so sick of this kind of stuff.
Okay, time to move on. And the question here now has to do with your business. Business is good, man. I'll tell you something. Stock market's great no matter what is going on here. The business world loves what's going on. It's feeling its oats, if you will. So a lot of companies are expanding, and they're looking for great talent. And the importance of finding great talent is just... I can tell you I couldn't run my business if I didn't have great talent. I mean that. And no matter what the business, and maybe you can bury people that aren't good if you have a big business. But if you had a small business, medium-sized business, you need the help of ZipRecruiter. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to list the job opportunities that you have. And in order to keep the really great people coming, you need somebody like ZipRecruiter that has such powerful technology. They so efficiently match what you need to the people that are available. It's amazing, and it's functional, and it's free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Take the first shot to the first time at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Look out for the best candidates. In 24 hours, you'll have somebody who's really cool, really good. I guarantee it. And so does ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 21 after the hour in the DJV experience.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gun down the old man. Manchester Radio.
Standing in the sunlight laughing. Hot a rainbow.
One of the most talented musicians we've seen in my era, in my opinion, anyway. Van Morrison has been named the Americana Lifetime Achievement Award winner for songwriting. He will also headline Americana Fest with a performance on September 14th at Nashville's Amphitheater. His daughter, Shanna, is with him on tour. She's going to join him for the performance. I've seen him three or four times, and he brings his daughter out on stage, sings a couple of tunes. He obviously gets the nod from him. Last year's trophy for the Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting went to William Bell, who composed You Don't Miss Your Water, Born Under a Bad Sign, among others. William Bell had a group, actually. I'm trying to remember. They just called themselves the Bells, in fact. Very smooth, Philadelphia-sounding singer. Anyway, we're not concentrating on him. We're talking about Van Morrison. So last month, he released the Authorized Bang Collection, which is a three-disc compilation from his stint on the Bang Records label in the late 60s. Bang Records had a lot of big... I remember I've told you this a number of times, Victoria. First thing I ever did on the radio was introduce Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys, which was also on Bang Records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so Brown Eyed Girl is on this collection. Madam George, an entire disc of songs that were never made commercially available. He is so eccentric. He'll go off on tangents, and the audience stands for it. I mean, he will do the craziest stuff during his performances, and I want to hear him sing the hits. And so I get frustrated sometimes. I've probably seen him three or four times, including once in England. And I tried to interview
him. Was he facing the audience? Because my friend took her dad for a birthday present a few years ago, and he had his back to the audience the whole show. And they literally, like people in the front were getting angry.
Yeah.
They were like, turn around, turn around. They started chanting, and he didn't. So,
no. He's a very eccentric dude.
Yeah.
He will not talk to anybody in the press. I called his office over in Bath when I was driving around England a number of years ago, and I told his assistant that I wanted to interview him because I was a big fan. She said, well, you'll have to be satisfied with being a big fan because he doesn't do interviews. So that was the end of that.
Wow.
All right, so awards for Van the Man. Next up, Meatloaf has launched a musical called Bat Out of Hell. Yesterday he was in Toronto to meet the cast of the new musical. Joined them on stage for a four-song miniset. This has got to be something, a Meatloaf musical. Does that even sound good to you?
Well,
Meatloaf musical.
Well, it's not, I mean, it's Bat Out of Hell, so it's the
well,
one
it's
album.
It's a big album. Back in the 70s, big blockbuster album.
Yeah. I think they've changed the plot from what I was reading last night about it.
Really?
I think that they've sort of modernized the plot to make it some sort of post-apocalyptic kind of storyline, but essentially with the male character and the female character, though.
So, to launch the show, the Toronto Hog Owners Association, that's the Harley group, revved up their beauties and rode into the middle of one of the main blocks in town where the theater is, where the musical is going to run. Oh, my God.
They had a lot of people there for this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's big.
Thousands of fans lined up.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a very interesting cult following, this guy.
Yeah.
And his songs have been very poignant. I think a lot of them are very melodic and have great messages to them, frankly. And he's kind of a character and a half, not unlike Van Morrison. He's very eccentric. Very eccentric. So, but listen, people with talent like you and me, Victoria, we get away with being eccentric. 28 past the hour.
How to speak differently and why you should. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Language drives relationships. Truthfully, it even drives culture. Language is much more profoundly important than you might know. When you speak using extreme words, such as always and never, you tend to elicit the fight-or-flight response of others. When you use neutral or accurate descriptors, however, you seem to have a significantly better chance at communicating effectively. How you speak to others is up to you. But be mindful that speaking accurately generally equates to actually being heard. To be more mindful about the way you communicate, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Direction, about 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. You can follow our show on Twitter, DJV. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer, not feeling well again today. We'll hold a good thought for her. Shall we send our, let's send those vibes. That we
you need. Bet, we have to. Lots we need our vibes. Jen back.
Yes, we do. You know, I said something just then that made me think about my philosophy. Yesterday, I get heavily, every once in a while I get off onto a heavy philosophical bent because I think a lot of people want to go there. They want, as you said earlier, Victoria, a rest. Either come up with the information, the proof of whatever it is mm-hmm. that you accuse somebody of, or let it go and let's
right.
move on.
Yep.
As it's not healthy. And so when you think about people and where their mind is and why people suppose they get onto drugs or they drink or they do things to escape. What we, and this is sort of one of those strange, tiny little bits and pieces of our reality as a human being because we're flawed. And yet there are so many people that sit in judgment on others as if they didn't have flaws themselves. And so I think about my own spiritual philosophy, which is it surrounds forgiveness. I have not always been good at that. It isn't so much that we are perfect, but understand that other people who, you know, sometimes you think as kids growing up, we're taught that our parents are perfect. We think that they're supposed to be perfect. And we as human beings are brought into this world, I think, as perfection, and then we kind of screw it up somehow. And so it brings people around to a frustration in their dealings with whoever or whatever the higher power is. You refer to it as God, some people say Allah, whatever it is, the force, infinite intelligence. And so somebody sent me something yesterday from one of our affiliates in Montana asking me whether or not it was a waste of time for me to talk about God or to talk about things like I was involved in yesterday, because the world doesn't seem to appreciate the spirit of God. If they did, we wouldn't have North Korea. We wouldn't have the conflicts. We wouldn't have people shooting each other. We wouldn't have death and disease and all of these things. And I don't know actually how to counter that. I don't know. I don't think talking about God is a waste of time. I think it's important for us all in our own way, whether we are whatever, if we have a religion, if that helps us out, great. If we don't and we still believe in God, then that's great. I don't see how you can live. I don't criticize people who don't believe. But I think that it's hard in my own mind, and that's what we have to address, is what's in our own mind. I don't. I can't imagine how people think that this just happens, all this stuff happens by accident.
So was this person saying that they don't believe in God because of things like North Korea? Or I'm a little lost.
No, what they're saying in essence, and I don't really know, frankly, is just the suggestion was that I was wasting everybody's time by talking about God or my philosophy. Let's talk about what's happening in the news. And my guess is that this person can't look in the mirror and deal with him or herself. And so the reflection, and I understand that. A lot of people cannot handle themselves. They can't deal for whatever the reason. Sometimes it's because of an event that's happened in their lives that is so horrific, they don't deal. They want to just ignore it and move on to something else. Or maybe they can cover it up, or somehow it happens that there's an escape in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Some people escape it with their work. Some people have money. They just can escape by getting on a plane and going somewhere. But to deal with your own stuff is tough.
Yeah, it's just odd. I mean, how do you parse what's important to talk about or not? You know, it's different for everybody. And so if God is an interesting thing for you to talk about, or if you have something to say about it, then what's any different, you know, talking about that than something else?
Yeah, politics.
But, yeah, why is something else worth more conversation than that?
I think, Kara, that it is a part of people not being able to deal with their own stuff, so they focus on other people's. They look at other problems and make them their own rather than dealing what really is their stuff.
Yeah, well, I think either way you struck a nerve, so.
Yeah, I did.
You know, yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. Right. All right, speaking of that and what's going on the planet, there's a new study out this week with a focus on birds and migration and the patterns of birds. We all know, if you listen, Carrie was just teasing me a little bit ago. I'm now in this studio, and this is actually 1 year now, 1 year anniversary of me being in this new facility.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh, that's right. Yeah.
So last year at this time, when I... And
you were moving.
At the old place, I would have all the windows open, but I wasn't close to a lot of... There weren't a lot of trees around, so there weren't a lot of birds around. I don't want to be in a confined studio. I mean, if you look around in here, I should do a video.
You have a couple windows, I think, right, from what I remember?
Right. But I also have the sound stuff that you put in a studio to absorb the sound, yada, yada. But I kill it because I open up the windows, and there are birds because there are trees all around my house, big, huge maple trees and the like, and the birds love them there. So if I were to be quiet for a minute... There's no birds out there now.
I think I hear something, though.
Yeah, you can hear the birds. Yeah. So anyway, this this study about birds and where they go, their migration habits, when the sun appears longer during the day, and that's what's going on now. I get up in the morning, and I can see, I love it at this time of year, because not only can I really be active on the farm, watch things grow. We're going to have temperatures near 90 degrees here today. I'm going to guess New York will be the same. Mm-hmm. Washington probably warmer than that. What's temperature in Washington yesterday, Kara?
What was yesterday? I think it was mid-80s yesterday. Mid-80s. It's supposed to be, like 93 today.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
going
to be
it was
toasty.
83 here yesterday, which was interesting because the day before was 53.
Oh, yeah, and it's still in the 50s
crazy.
In the morning. It's weird.
Yeah. So those same things, by the way, that we're talking about affect the birds, affect the animals, affect everything that's on the planet. So those of you who are concerned about climate change, and we all ought to be one way or another, I'm not suggesting we really do anything about it, because I think there's been creative people have found a way to make money scaring people and also coming up with good, solid plans for people to slow down the impact of using carbon, fossil fuels, and what it does to the atmosphere, because it doesn't do it any good. I think it's hard for you to figure out what it actually does, but I think anybody with common sense would say, well, you know, you burn that stuff, it goes up in the atmosphere, probably not good. It isn't good. And so we can have the discussion about what's going on with species of birds, and not necessarily we acknowledge, I do, as the host of the program and somebody who's got a clue, at least, I can see what's happening on the farm and the way things are changing. And the weather is a result of the climate, and the climate is changing. And I maintain that there are the problem is partially man-made and partially what Mother Earth does. But in this circumstance, the focus is on the birds and what's going on with the birds. And we have a very late spring here in New England this year. It's been cold, wet, damp, ugly. The opposite. Last year at this time, from this point mid-May until mid-September in New England, we didn't have one drop of rain. Not one drop of rain. And as a result of that, the birds were dropping. Lots of things were happening around here because of the lack of rain. Now, this spring, been just the opposite. We've had a deluge, a torrent, a flow to the point where we have so much moisture in the ground, even if we didn't have rain for the next month or two, we'd be okay. We have much more moisture in the ground right now, this year at this time, than we did last year at this time. So anyway, the point here is that this focus on the birds, it's a tough thing for them because they're creatures of habit. And so when they have a hard time surviving, they don't hatch as many chicks. What was that? there's a guy, excuse me, who comes to the farm to dispose of woodchucks and coyotes and things that threaten the farm life. And he was telling me that what happens, it's almost instinctive, when coyotes are under attack, the mothers give birth to more pups than when coyotes are free to roam. Isn't that an interesting reality?
Wow, yeah.
There's a pattern in nature. Fox is the same way. Most animals that are compromised by their human connection, and let's face it, in suburban areas, coyotes have been driven out because they are vermin, and they eat cats, and they're nasty beings.
Yeah.
But they have their own little corner of the world, but now it's been disrupted. So, they don't quite know what to do. But reproductively, when they are challenged, they give birth to more pups than if there is not a challenge, which I find fascinating. And the same is true with birds. These researchers have looked at these bird species and found that while most of them have adjusted to match the new weather reality, some of the songbirds have not. Obviously, they're not the ones outside of my place here. But
that's such a bummer. I mean, you know, I'm in New York City, and so if pigeons stopped, if pigeons weren't able to keep up with the planet, no New Yorker would be upset by that. But songbirds are so amazing, and nine different species have not been able to keep up with these weather patterns. That is just, oh, that makes me so sad. They're just, you know, nature's little choir boys, and that's so sad. I love songbirds.
Hear the little birdie go tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. But it is, it's a conversation to have because it's another reality of things changing. Is it bad? It's not good for the birds, and it's not good for the people who like to listen to them. However, there are, as have been pointed out by some of these same scientists, new species of beings being created all the time. So when one goes away, there's another one that replaces it. Would we like to have them all saved? I don't know whether they all are worth saving. I know it's nice to hear the birds, though, singing. That, but it just brings it around, Victoria, again, to a focus on global warming and climate change and what's really going on. And this is more just a reality of this is the fact and this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do about it, if you feel to put up solar power because you think that'll help, great. It's a great business. I would love to be an early investor in some solar power company because they've had in these – farms, you go up down the freeway in Palm Springs and see thousands of these windmills that are producing power. And you know that that's a great business to be in.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of governmental enhancements that were put into effect when Obama was president that have enhanced the value of these companies and what they do. So it's... anything that supports new business, as far as I'm concerned, is good. And that's the way I see it. And that's the way it is at 12 before the hour on the DJB Experience.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scotts thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up Scotts Weed and Feed today.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda.
Don't try to mow the yard if we know you're extremely allergic to the grass pollen.
An estimated 30% of adults and 40% of children are affected by nasal allergies. Spring brings tree pollen, summer grass pollen, fall ragweed. The impact might be mild discomfort or misery.
But if they have allergen-induced asthma, then walking into a field that has ragweed in it would potentially trigger an uncontrolled attack of asthma, which could be life-threatening.
Allergy expert Dr. Rohit DeBecker says step one, reduce your exposure. Limit outdoor time when pollen counts are high. Shower before bedtime to rinse pollen away. If over-the-counter remedies don't ease symptoms, consider seeing a specialist. Tests can pinpoint what you're allergic to, so allergy shots can retrain your immune system.
And that training comes through by introduction of the thing that you're allergic to in gradually increasing doses.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right fight to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for Tech Talk here on the DJV Experience with Victoria focusing on a couple of things that are from the computer world or things that we can use technology for. I actually want to spend some time with the computer attackers and where they're coming from, and maybe we'll chuckle a little. I don't know, but I should chuckle about the prospects of the latest Pirates movie being downloaded 20 minutes at a time. If you don't pay us, we're going to download this thing. So at the end of the day, they download the whole thing. So what? They get nothing. And who's going to... Yeah, people still want to see it in the theater. I find this very interesting. Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. First, though, a focus on information that comes to us now at an alarming rate from many multiple sources every single day, all day long. With increased access to information comes greater responsibility. And I think you ought to pay attention for a moment here to Andy Solomon with some more information on what to do and how to deal with our fast-paced digital environment.
In today's fast-paced world, new content comes to us faster than we can keep up. Henrik Eilers, Executive Dean, School of Advanced Studies at University of Phoenix, shares responsible best practices.
The research community has tried and true practices that can help all of us create meaningful content, whether it's being used professionally or sharing socially. First, use solid sources. When using a source like a blog post, always click through to the original article.
As consumers of information, it can be tempting to take material at face value.
Always use critical thinking. Don't be afraid to ask tough questions and to challenge the status quo. Thinking critically can help us avoid making false assumptions.
When creating new content, our biases can get in the way of our decision-making.
Overcoming bias is a difficult yet important best practice. To assure you are looking at things objectively, consider a variety of contexts before coming to a conclusion. An open mind will lead you to accurate and authentic content.
For more, go to phoenix.edu.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb.
because Scotts thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up Scotts Weed and Feed today.
All right, so the focus on the intelligence community and where this hacking is coming from, Victoria, the digital clues point to North Korea and hackers there in this ransomware situation, which has crippled a lot of systems around the world. According to the people that I'm following here, the indicators are not conclusive yet, but and it could take weeks or months. Meanwhile, Disney's trying to figure out what to do with the Pirates of the Caribbean, because the hackers said they're going to download, I think they want $3 million or something like that. And if you don't give us the $3 million, we're going to download it 20 minutes at a time. So what?
People are going to wait for 20 minutes per day to see Pirates. Well, that's the thing. When they make these types of threats, whether it's a TV show with Orange is the New Black, most of the new episodes were released, but they're not easy to find. In some cases, you can just go to YouTube and there they are. But who really wants, I don't even like watching stuff on my computer, and I'm of the generation that does that, and I still don't like that. I like to mirror it onto my
screen. I want to go to the movie theater.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Pirates, you're going to go to the movie theater and see it in IMAX, so this isn't really going to affect many people, I don't think. Shocker, our movie guy might have a different opinion, but I don't think it's going to affect sales that much. I'll
figure it out. Okay, new study from CheapAir.com finds the best times to save money on tickets. I don't know who can do this. Looks like if you want to book a trip to Canada, if you do it 59 days ahead, you're all set. I can't figure...
Well, this was an algorithm, and everything's an algorithm today. So this was an algorithm, and it reviewed more than 350 million airfares, which is what an algorithm can do. It can take this massive amount of data and then run it through its little formula and then tells you these different things. They study 3,000 different markets, too. So the best time to book a domestic flight in the U.S. can range anywhere from 3 weeks to 3.5 months in advance. International flights are less expensive, at least 2 months before your travel date. However, there is always a however. Booking super early or procrastinating can also cost you a lot of money. So on average, the best times, like you said, 59 days ahead if you travel to Canada from the U.S., 61 days if you're going from the U.S. to Mexico and Central America, 76 days in advance for the Caribbean, 81 days for South America, 90 days for Asia, and 99 days for Europe. And if you're going to Africa or the Middle East, 119 days in advance gives you the best prices.
Good luck. And when it does the... algorithm also says it's never a good time to book Spirit. So, get that out of that report, too. 50.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.